Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, your community radio station. I'm joined in the studio by Annette Becker, Executive Director of Youth Advocates of Sitka, and Jessica Clark, Program Coordinator for the Family Resource Center. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, we're here to talk about a very specific program that your organization offers. It's the Therapeutic Foster Care Program, and you're looking for resource parents. Can we start off by talking about the Therapeutic Foster Care Program? What services does this provide?
Sure. Our therapeutic foster care program, we've been providing this service for about 6 years in the community, and it provides a high-level structured support for youth ages 5 to 21. Youth that need this this program generally have need a higher level of care versus just like a regular home or foster home. They need very much structure, support. They need a safe living environment. All of the youth that are enrolled in our programs are already receiving mental health and behavioral health services from our clinical staff and our skills trainers at the schools. And, you know, typically the youth that are referred into this program have come from, they have been diagnosed and have some sort of severely emotional disturbance in their life that has impacted their functioning. And that looks different for every youth. And so we work with these youth and work with the families to really try to figure out what the needs are and how to best support them with placing them with our resource parents. So there's a lot of training and support to our resource parents as far as trying to meet the individual needs of the youth.
So, Annette, these youth, they get a lot of support from your organization. They receive many services, and you're looking for families to place them with, and you call them
Correct.
Resource families.
Correct.
How long might they stay with a resource family, and what might that look like?
A youth can stay short terms or long terms. So we had some youth that really just need a month or two placement before they're either maybe heading off to college or maybe they're going to be, the plan is for them to head back home. Or it could be as much as 18 months, just depending upon what that young person's situation is and how much time they need and how much support that they need. And that's something that we would discuss with the youth, with the resource parents before placement, so that they would know and have an idea of how long we're asking for this young person to be in their home.
So these kids are sort of in a transitional period in their lives?
Right. So they're either coming from where they need a little bit higher level of care. So maybe they're in their home and, you know, there's behavior issues and it's just not working. So they need a very structured support and a higher level of care while we continue to work with the families and provide family therapy and provide training to the research or family therapy and support to the biological family so then they can transition back to the home. Or what we see a little bit more commonly is youth that are coming from a higher level of care and they need a step down before they're ready to go back into their home. So that would look like maybe they're in residential treatment and they've completed residential treatment. They've been successful and completed residential treatment. So now they still need a step down with very structured support before transitioning back home. And so that, you know, structure is there. And again, it looks different for every youth. Some of the youth that we have, you know, don't have a safe place to go. And so we're working with them, you know, trying to look at those pieces. But majority of them are coming from a higher level of care. They have been successful in that residential treatment, and they're ready for a next step down, but they still need very much structured and support and services around them so that they can be successful as they transition back.
About how many resource families would you ideally like to bring on board?
You know, the more the merrier, but I think ideally if we're going to go for a number, it would probably be, you know, anywhere from five to seven additional families at this time.
How many do you currently have?
And we're currently at 8.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would give us a really good, you know, kind of pool of resource parents so that as the youth come in, you know, it increases our likelihood of being able to place those youth.
And I think, you know, on that, every youth is very unique and different and has different strengths and different needs, as well as every family is very different. And so, you know, the more diverse families that we have allows us to make the most appropriate match for that youth. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we have licensed a wide range of families, which has been so wonderful because every youth that come in, you know, but really knowing whether the family is at, whether it's a single parent family or, you know, two parent family, you know, the cultural backgrounds are different. You know, I mean, that's, we really need a wide range of diverse families because the youth that we're receiving referrals for are very different and unique. And so it's really important. We do a lot of effort in the beginning to make sure we're making the appropriate placement match. We don't want to just place a youth because they need the placement, but we really want to make sure that we're making the most appropriate match so it can be successful. And I think the other thing that is important to know is we don't provide emergency services. So so it isn't like we're going to call a resource parent and say, we need to place this youth tonight. We really want to make sure that the parents are informed of the youth and the needs, and they are able to meet the youth prior. We do home, you know, like maybe they'll meet them, and maybe the next time if they both feel like, yeah, this is an appropriate match, maybe they'll schedule an overnight, especially if they're coming from a higher level of care and we have that luxury of doing so. We try to make it as smooth of a transition as possible.
So you offer a lot of preparation to resource families. What other support do you offer the families?
Well, we offer definitely training. There's initial training, and then every month we have a potluck, which is a time to meet other resource parents and talk about your stories and what worked for you, and they can support each other. As well as during that potluck, we provide, our clinicians will actually come in and provide training on specific topics that the parents have asked us that they would like more information about when working with the youth that are in their home. We also provide, for support, we also provide a $75 stipend to help out with the costs that are in, that really you accrue for having somebody else live in your home. We have myself and our licensing agent, Sharon Stitz, the resource parents can come down anytime during the day in the office hours to check in with us if they need, you know, to work through or talk through a situation, or they're trying to get things set up. You know, our model when we set this up 6 years ago, we really went with the best way to support our youth is to support our families, because the resource families, they're with these young people day after day after day. And so, you know, there's times when families will call and say, hey, I got this meeting and I'm not sure what my role is in it and exactly what I'm supposed to do with this. Can you walk me through that? Can you let me know what's going on? If they feel we need to come, then we'll go. And we want to be available to them to just walk them through this process, because they're going to be the best advocates for these young people in the program.
For families who are thinking about this, what should they consider, and what are you looking for when you speak with families?
You know, first off, you know, families that they should consider, do they have the time, and is this something that they really want to do? And, you know, with our pre-screening, we'll have these in-depth conversations with them to just try to get a better understanding of why they want to do this. Why do they want to bring additional kids or youth into their home? Do they have the time? Are they willing to receive training and support and have people support them to support the youth, you know? Many families have raised children of their own, but, you know, the youth that we're placing are different. They come from different backgrounds. Many of them have experienced trauma in their background. And so they have very specific needs. And so are they willing to receive that support? You know, do they have you know, patience and do they have, you know, just being able to provide a safe, structured home environment? You know, being able to provide very structured and holding appropriate boundaries is really important. And again, that will look different for every youth. You know, just because we place one youth with them and they need specific youth or specific needs, maybe the next youth that we place will need something completely different. And the resource parents are going to have to be able to adjust to those interventions and how, you know, it's going to be best to set up their daily routine to meet those individual needs.
Well, we're just about out of time, but what does the need look like in this community? What kids are coming to you?
You know, we have a great need in this community. I think that's something that many people don't realize. Just this last 3 months alone, we've had 5 referrals, whether it was in the that we've received that we weren't able to place because we didn't have enough families that were able to place. And so a couple of these youth that were referred were graduated from a residential treatment in a different community. Their family was here and they wanted this step down in order to transition back into the community, back with their families. And we just didn't have the families to place and provide that service. So unfortunately, they went to, you know, a therapeutic foster care in a different community. And, you know, that's just speaking in the last few months. And so the other thing that we're seeing is the need for families, the gap that we're seeing is we really need families